My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Michael is not getting it about Belinda, and we learn about bamboo, so listen and enjoy.
Michael goes, oh, but I didn't know she lives in Ghana, because it's not on her profile. I go, how old does Belinda say Kasha is? Remember, Kasha's the daughter.
Yes.
Michael goes, 6. I go, okay, so she hid that. It used to say that. She told Davin she was 6 a year ago. His daughter was 6 a year ago. His daughter is 7. I will write Davin and tell him Ghana has learned how to stop time, LOL.
She's keeping the daughter frozen in time.
Sure, cryogenics. Micah goes, LOL, she sent me a picture of her, and she does look kind of tall for 6.
Because she's 17.
JV goes, okay, I have never seen Kasha. Davin may have, I don't know. Davin is a performer, so he likes to be the center of attention. He was pleased he made such an impression on his, quote, ex-girlfriend, LOL.
And who wrote that?
JV.
Okay.
Michael goes, yeah, she said she had her birthday, it was March 19th. I go, no, JV goes, no idea, no, don't know if it was ever covered on the show. He asks if I want a picture of her. JV goes, sure, I'll pass it on to Davin. He'll never post her online because she is a child, but he may recognize her.
And bake her a cake.
Sure. So it sends the picture. Cute kid. They both dress well for someone that always claimed to be poor. LOL. he goes, yeah, she did say she sewed that dress for her. I go, not sure if I would believe that at this point. LOL. Michael goes, yeah, well, she has shown me pics of stuff half sewn, and she said she works on, so I think that part is true.
Can't seem to manage a pair of friggin' red socks, though.
Yeah,
really.
JV goes, it might be a year ago she was asking Davin to pay for her to take classes to learn how to be a fashion designer. Who knows?
Yeah, a Canadian fashion designer.
Sure, why not?
Okay.
It's the Paris of Africa.
So you walk this bamboo catwalk.
It's not China. They don't have bamboo.
Yeah, it would be an island somewhere. With bamboo.
Africa's not an island.
No, it would be like you always picture Africa, this bamboo, like a bamboo hut.
No.
I don't know what the hell they would make it out of, though.
Bones. Anyway, Micah goes on.
And it's 9:45. I'm not arguing about bamboo.
Micah goes, yeah, she told me her dad gave her money to go to fashion school, but didn't have enough to finish it, but she never asked me for money for that yet. JV goes, same story she gave Davin, but with the ask for money. You certainly have a lot more info than she would like. You will have to decide what you want to do. All right, let's see. So Michael goes, I'll keep talking with her, but now I know her past and definitely won't send her any money. She does claim to be Christian and post Bible verses every Sunday, so I'm not sure about that, up in the air about it. But if things start going funny, then I'll just have to unfriend her. JV goes, they all say they're Christian. Apart from the scammer handbook. It's apart from the scammer handbook. So you think they are good people. Michael goes, well, we all have our faults, not condoning scams or anything, but she does talk like she is in our conversation. But who knows? In our conversations. JV goes, you could tell her that you looked Davin up and that you believe her because Davin is indeed a comedian. You could tell her you are mad and going to give him a piece of your mind for hurting his friend so badly. Somebody is in your conversations. The truth will be the video chat. It will... My eyes are going blurry. It will look like you do not doubt her. Do you want his email address or Facebook profile? He will not care if I tell him we have spoken.
That's good.
Michael goes, yeah, I'll say something. I don't want to get involved in scamming her, just for her to come out with the truth. I think that she would be a good friend to have. Julia? Again, he's not getting it.
Oh,
much like
no.
Ann Jackson. They just don't.
She would be a good friend to have.
Sure,
all
if you need
that.
If you need somebody who's full of shit and to send you some half-sewn dresses.
Ugh.
JV goes, he never wanted to scam her. He never did scam her. He ever never asked her for anything, just the truth. She never gave it to him. Michael goes, yeah, I'd like his email. His Facebook might get me blocked too, ha ha ha. JV goes, when it is not so late, I can walk you through it if you want. She hasn't blocked you yet. We are still friends, smiley emoji. JV goes, I will tell Davin you wish to talk to him. You can ask him for the picture of the two of them together. He may still have it. Just stinks. I can't warn anybody else. Oh, well, if I helped a few people, that will have to be good enough. Devin will be proud and appreciative. He most certainly will.
By the way, bamboo does grow in all countries in Africa except for into the Sahara.
Okay.
It grows every place but in Europe and Antarctica.
Very aggressive plant, too.
Yeah, crazy. Yeah. Crazy aggressive.
You can't grow it on Long Island. He won't let you. I think there's a law you can't grow it on Long Island.
It's smart because it invades
every
place.
It invades everything.
Bamboo talk.
Well, you had a moment there, so I decided to...
This is what happens when I have a moment.
Yeah. You want to talk about lawnmowers,
Joe? Yeah, right.
I don't know if he's going to run over his foot with one. JV goes, well, I'm going to go to bed. Have to be up in 5 hours. JV goes, no problem. Let me know how it goes with Davin, Belinda, and Dennis and Mavis. Maybe everybody could do a group chat and hug it out, LOL.
That would be the day.
So that is March 4th.
There you go.
Wow.
What do you think?
I can't believe after all that the guy is still like, oh, she would be a good friend to have. Oh, my God.
I mean, this guy's been given all the information.
It's sad. It's sad that he doesn't get it.
Maybe the guy is alone and lonely, and this is his only sense of being around somebody.
He's on disability.
His only diversion.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
He's on disability.
Not
he's
the best looking
home.
Gent.
All right. He's probably. This is probably giving him some sense of happiness.
Uh-huh.
So even with all the information, if he's still getting happiness out of it, I guess so be it.
Yeah, he's not inclined to believe the worst in these people because it's like, oh, I have to give this up, but these people are willing to talk to me.
Who's going to talk to me if I can't talk to them?
Yeah.
That's what scammers prey on.
Yeah, which is sad. Really sad.
So that is that. I think we learned a lot tonight.
Yeah.
You know, Belinda's still lying, or whoever's playing Belinda still lying.
Yeah.
You know, they're trying to morph the story. Like, they don't think I have all this stuff.
Well, you know, I mean, JV really being fake Davin.
Fake Davin.
Fake. Yeah, fake Davin.
Fake Davin.
Fake Davin.
Fake Davin squared.
Belinda is kind of on to fake Davin.
Yes, she is.
Although she wasn't really on to fake Davin for a really long time.
Belinda knows her way around a fake profile on Facebook.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.